Thank you, Daniel. That was really, really sweet. Appreciate that very much. Very humbling, actually. Brian and I are kind of new to the family here. We've had just an amazing, incredible weekend with you. Really, really special. I had no idea I'd actually have a personal conversation with Steven Spielberg. That was surprising. And, you know, I've always enjoyed Will Ferrell. Thought he was funny, but you have brought it to another level. Where is he? Woo! Thanks, Will. Good work. We've had so many fun conversations, making new friends, getting time to chat with old friends and catch up, and just really, really blessed by the spirit of community and unity among the believers here. So we're super excited to see what God does going forward. Daniel gave a little introduction to us. I'll kind of tell you a little bit more about us. Brian and I have a huge heart for CCU and education. We have been married 25 years. We've got 7 children. There they are. So the Lord's blessed us with 7 children, some incredible children, but also the story of adoption is really important in our lives too, and some of that comes with challenges. So we fully understand the command that Proverbs gives to train a child up in the way he should go. And we know firsthand the battles that are being fought over the lives and souls of our children today, where the enemy comes to steal their heart, their mind, and their soul. We're on the front line with you. We know you guys are parents and grandparents, and you understand that with us as well. I mean, we spend any time on social media and the news, you can see the undeniable reality that our youth are being bombarded and misled by false, destructive messages. Okay, our compass isn't pointing true north anymore. Just spinning around and around, telling our kids, pick what you want, pick your pronoun, pick your gender, pick your identity, pick your truth. But the more I engage with our youth, I'm really starting to see that this buffet of self-idolatry is just leaving them dissatisfied and broken. And we have an opportunity to really speak into their lives. So we're living in a time where an agenda is designed by darkness. It is being celebrated. But God is bigger, and his truth will stand. His light will be proclaimed because he is able. And that is just so encouraging. And so Brian and I are here today because we believe in all of our hearts that CCU, Colorado Christian University, is fully committed to coming alongside and instructing the next generation to be the brighter light.
So according to Barna Research Group, the vast majority of people who become Christians accept Christ either in high school or in college. And these years are just full of self-discovery, critical examination of our world. The intellectual and spiritual soil is fertile and accepting of new information and new ideas. But the enemy knows that minds and hearts are vulnerable at this time. So it's no surprise that this is where some of the fiercest spiritual battles are taking place and being fought. But God is almighty, sovereign, and faithful. He knows the potential for harvest is ripe among this age group and brings servants to tend his fields. Colorado Christian University is faithfully fighting the battle to reclaim our youth and our nation by Christ providing a convictional, Christ-centered college education. And we don't apologize for this. We embrace it. We embrace it. Faculty and staff at CCU understand and see their job as a calling to be seed planters, waterers, and harvesters. They bring excellence in collegiate academic spiritual development to the classroom and beyond the classroom. The fruit of their personal investments into the lives of the students, some of your grandchildren and children, is so encouraging, and most importantly, God glorifying. CCU faculty and staff serve as co-laborers with Christ in training up students to be confident, professionally proficient, and solidly grounded in truth so they can impact the world with the love of Christ. We firmly believe that if Christian higher education doesn't step up and take a leadership role at this time, the outlook for our nation and our world will only grow darker.
So I believe it's safe to assume that if you've come out for an entire weekend to spend time here, that you value those Christian ideals, and you see what's happening in our nation, and you care about it. And some of you have been involved, and your gifts are treasured, and we know they're being stewarded well. As we kind of talked about what we want to share, the term to whom much is given, much is required kind of came out, and we hear it a lot. But as a good homeschool mommy that trains her children to read scripture in context, I had to go to my Bible and say, where exactly does that come from? And it comes from the second part of Luke 12:48. If we take a minute and we go back and we read the preceding verses, the statement bears a lot more weight and probably should produce a little more significant response from myself and us. It says, the servant who knows the master's will and does not get ready or does not do what the master wants will be beaten with many blows. Verse 8 finishes with, from everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded. And from the one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked. Now, I'm not implying that if we don't give financially to CCU that, you know, swift punishment is going to come from the Lord. But there were two things that I noted. One, the words were in red. Okay, so that's Jesus speaking, so it's going to be important. Two, is that it's clear that God wants his servants to know his will, and not just to know the will, but to be doing the will of his Father. I also noticed we went all the way to the beginning of that section of scripture that it's under a parable that Jesus was teaching his disciples about what a good steward servant looks like. And then I noticed that the beginning of that parable starts with, be dressed, ready for service, and keep your lamps burning, like servants waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet, so that when he comes and knocks at the door, they will immediately open it for him. By now, you have noticed that the theme of the weekend is to be a brighter light. Colorado Christian University has been entrusted with a great responsibility to dress this next generation of servants to be God-fearing, culture-transforming servant professionals with lamps ready, burning in anticipation of our Lord Jesus Christ's return.
So as Sarah had mentioned, you know, we have a passion for orphans, we have a passion for overseas missions, and we believe they're just an important component to the kingdom advancement. But we also feel called to contribute to the mission here in our own backyard. The world needs faithful men and women who are exceptionally educated and committed to using their God-gifted giftings to lead our nation and our world. Supporting initiatives at Colorado Christian University lays the foundation for our younger generation to experience Jesus as they prepare for careers and lives that will make a missional impact in our future. The financial generosity of donors and stakeholders such as yourselves creates opportunities for state-of-the-art facilities, new academic innovations, and tuition assistance. Gifts to CCU's Endowment Foundation will help secure funds needed to sustain CCU's missions for generations to come. If you give to support the CCU Endowment Foundation, you can help meet the financial needs of students who would otherwise not be able to attend this university. CCU is transparent and accountable with your financial gifts. When you give to the work of CCU, you can tangibly experience the positive impacts your donations make. Your involvement can be directly witnessed, as we heard this weekend from students like Elijah Johnson, Sierra Rose, Nathan Schlager, whose lives were transformed by their experience at CCU. You can visit the campus and talk to facility and staff like Dr. Furness, Dr. Krutschner, who are helping shape the lives of young people in and out of the classroom. President and First Lady Hogue shared their passion and resolute conviction to continue to lead CCU to pursue academic excellence with the heart of Jesus and shine the light of Christ for all the world to see. As parents of CCU students, we have personally committed to supporting CCU with our time and our treasure as they strive to become a great Christian university. We believe God is inviting us to invest in keeping the light of Christ burning. We cannot let the light lamp go out on the next generation. So all of us here at CCU boldly ask that you join us in this pivotal moment, because we strongly believe in the university's mission and vision to be a brighter light with a bright future assured. Thank you, and God bless CCU.